Hi, Jean, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley only needs 101 yards to break Eric Dickerson's 40-year single-season rushing record, but it appears he won't be chasing it after all. Head coach Nick Sirianni announcing several starters, including Barkley, will rest on Sunday, adding, quote, "It's a very special record that's been standing for a very long time by a great player, but you try to do what's best for the team." Barkley saying before Sirianni's announcement that whatever his decision is, quote, "I'm all for it." Meantime, Andy Reid also declaring Patrick Mahomes and several other starters will rest in their season finale against the Broncos. Carson Wentz will get the start for KC, who's locked in as the one seed in the AFC. And Rams head coach Sean McVay saying quarterback Matthew Stafford is among several starters who will not play in their Week 18 finale. Instead, Jimmy Garoppolo will make his first start of the season. This is Ben, NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue, pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and at D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Library avoids deficit through community donations. County Board of Supervisors special meeting scheduled for January 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Templeton Library reported its finances for the end of the year was short around $3,600. The library is privately funded, receiving no county or government funding. Templeton's library president, Melinda Reed, posted to Facebook asking for community donations to help keep the library funded. Less than 24 hours later, the library reported that generous community donations put them over the top, receiving $3,741 in donations. The Templeton Library sincerely thanks the community for their generous support. Any who still wish to make a donation can do so directly through Venmo or PayPal, sending it to @TempletonLibrary. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. The Board of Supervisors appointed a rotational nomination for chair and vice chairperson since 2019. This year, former vice chairperson Don Ortiz Lake will be nominated as chairperson, and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chairperson. Pass Robles named best small town for retirement in California. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The city of Paso Robles has been named the best small town for retirement in California by World Atlas. World Atlas is a publishing resource for geography, sociology, environment, economic, and travel information for locations around the world. World Atlas cites the safety, cultural vibrancy, and landmarks for Paso Robles as reasons for its placement. World Atlas says the average listing price for homes in Paso Robles stands at least 16% lower than the state average. The city's seasonal events are also listed as one of the biggest perks for settling in Paso Robles. The article reads, "No month goes by in Paso Robles without a lively event or something fun to do." The County Public Works Department announced that a portion of the Bob Jones bike trail will be closed for 1 week. The closure is for regular essential maintenance work on the trail, including restoring pathway shoulders, cleaning out accumulated sediment, and replacing a damaged drainage pipe. The trail will close starting January 6th through Friday, January 10th, between Ontario Road and Blue Heron Drive in the Avila Beach area. The 136th Road Parade was held in Pasadena on New Year's Day, where Cal Poly's float received a Leishman Public Spirit Award. The Cal Poly Rose Float, dubbed Nellie's Lakeside Laughs, depicts the Loch Ness Monster of Scotland on its best day. Also featured are some of Scotland's most iconic creatures, including an ebony Scottish terrier, a Norwegian beaver pair, a circus of seven Atlantic puffins, and a gentle Highland cow. The float reportedly featured over 37,000 flowers. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo teams up with the Pomona team to work on this float for the entire year between the two campuses. In sports for the NFL, KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 5th will have the Commanders versus the Cowboys, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and finally the Vikings facing the Lions. In the NBA, the Kings defeated the 76ers 113-107. Tonight, the Warriors will face the 76ers, the Lakers will go against the Trailblazers, and the Clippers will face Oklahoma City. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Louisiana's lieutenant governor found out about the deadly attack in New Orleans while attending the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, where the Explore Louisiana float won an award.
They did a moment of silence for those victims at the Rose headquarters right before they announced that Louisiana won an award for our float this year. So it's a little hard to celebrate anything.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Nunziger, 15 dead, dozens hurt in that New Year's morning attack on Bourbon Street. People getting an opportunity to see the Rose Parade floats up close today and tomorrow. This woman says she's impressed.
The flowers just bring such happiness out of you, and then you start to get into the message, and then you get inspired by all the people that you see. Oh, I get emotional.
Wednesday was the 136th Rose Parade with a theme this year, Best Day Ever. Northern California set for more rain and snow by this weekend after a dry start to 2025. Jeff Scott, California News.
I tried to quit smoking cigarettes probably hundreds of times over the years. 2 or 3 days into quitting again, I go get into a vehicle and guess what? There's a pack of cigarettes in there. I mean, I've got the unlit cigarette in my hand. And I said to myself, why do I even try to quit when if I'm going to cave so easily every time? Something clicked in my head that told me I can do this.
Every attempt is part of your story to quit for good. Visit Kick It California today at kickitca.org.
This is TV's Dr. Travis Stork for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
We see you there, stuck in traffic, maybe a cubicle, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this October at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. That's something. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday, earn entries now. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. As Brussels sprouts have become trendy on social media and restaurant menus during the past several years, California farmers have been able to cash in on the vegetable's popularity. The market's really grown, especially the fresh market, and a lot of that has to do with the food shows on TV and chefs' artistic abilities, said Monterey County-based vegetable grower Jeff Hitchcock. It's really put Brussels sprouts on the map. U.S. per capita consumption of Brussels sprouts increased from 0.33 pounds in 2011 to 0.78 pounds in 2019, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture statistics. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the rest of the day. Highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with lows right around 40, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies on Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday, sunny on Thursday next week. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s starting Sunday and going all the way to Wednesday next week, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 819.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Happy New Year from Slope County Tea Party. Join them Monday, January 6th, 6 p.m. for their monthly informative meeting at Republican Headquarters in Atascadero. Come hear Slope County's premier investigative reporter, Karen Veeley, with Cal Coast News report on city and county goings-on. Reports also on local school boards and city updates. 2025 is going to be an awesome year, and you can help make Slope County great again. Be there early for a good seat, 6 p.m. Monday, January 6th at Republican Headquarters in Atascadero.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Buyers returned to Wall Street on the first session of the year, though an early rally faded. There is mixed news on the economy. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 211,000 last week, an eight-month low. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, also declined. Though construction spending was unchanged in November, economists were expecting an increase. Tesla delivered fewer cars and trucks last year, its first annual decline in a decade, even though deliveries in the fourth quarter of last year topped 495,000, a record helped by promotions. Wall Street analysts were expecting more than 500,000 deliveries. The stock is down 5.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body. and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
For all your blueprinting graphic needs, it's the Blueprinter and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles. Easy in, easy out. They got lots of parking for you. The Blueprinter and Graphics, and do remember, not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blueprinter and Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring all your winery and brewing printing needs and more to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, for the people he protected, a lawman's past wasn't as important as his ability to enforce the law in accordance with the wishes of the people who hired him. At the age of 15, David Kemp killed a man. He was sentenced to be hanged. But before they did the job, he jumped out of a second floor window, breaking both ankles. Then the governor commuted his sentence to life, and finally he got a pardon. From jail, Kemp went to Eddy County in New Mexico, where present-day Carlsbad is located. Eddy County was originally owned by Charles Eddy. When he sold the land, the contract included a requirement forbidding the manufacture or sale of intoxicating beverages. Men in the area mysteriously developed a disease that could only be treated by the prescription with characteristics very similar to those of whiskey. Drug stores sprang up everywhere. Even David Kemp owned one, but Charles Eddy closed them down. Then a few acres of nearby land was discovered without the booze ban. Overnight, the wildest town in the Old West per acre sprang up. It was named Phoenix. Phoenix comprised of nothing but taverns and gambling houses. One of the taverns was owned by Kemp. The area needed a lawman who would make sure things didn't get out of hand, yet not inhibit anyone. David Kemp was known as being tough as a boot heel, with only one bad habit, chewing gum. In spite of or because of his questionable character and tavern ownership, Kemp was elected sheriff. Phoenix only lasted a couple of years, David Kemp then moved to Arizona and bought a ranch that he stocked with stolen cattle. Eventually, on January 4, 1935, Kemp was shot dead by someone tougher than him, his sister. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Seniors helping seniors. We hire seniors to help other seniors because, well, they just understand each other better. Would you like part-time work that makes a difference? Or maybe you or a loved one needs a helping hand. Our services are non-medical. Call me, Ron Torres, at 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
We're packed with mattresses.
If you've been into the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles, you'll see that the store is packed, stack after stack of mattresses, but the stacks are going away fast, so you better get down to the mattress specialist and take advantage of this huge sale.
And we're moving them out. We got to make room for new models that are going to be coming in this year.
Looking for a mattress? The mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles says,
if we can't help you, nobody can.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Templeton Library reported its finances for the end of the year was short around $3,600. As the library is privately funded, it receives no county or government funding. But within 24 hours of asking for community help, the library reported that generous community donations put them over the top, raising over $3,700. The library thanks the community for their support. The city of Paso Robles has been named the best small town for retirement in California by World Atlas. World Atlas cites the seasonal events, home prices, cultural vibrancy, and landmarks for the high ranking. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
News. I'm CJ Pava. The FBI is searching the Houston home of the alleged terrorist Shamsuddin Jabbar this morning. That from the FBI Houston office. Fox's Garrett Tinney in New Orleans.
That investigation includes an Airbnb rental here in New Orleans where a fire broke out yesterday morning just hours after this attack. Louisiana's attorney general says that they believe that the individuals involved used that Airbnb as a home base of sorts to make at least some of the improvised explosive devices that were found around the French Quarter early yesterday morning.
Police killed Jabbar in a shootout. 15 people died in the truck attack. Is there a link to the cyber explosion in Las Vegas?
At the moment, authorities say they believe this incident in Nevada was an isolated one, but they are investigating any possible connections between New Orleans and just terrorism in general.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Las Vegas. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Marianne Tardif, and I'm just like you, concerned about the dangers of using the internet. Are you thinking about online estate planning? It seems easy. Just fill out some forms, click submit, and you're done. But here's what those websites don't tell you. If your documents aren't done correctly, there's no recourse and no one to help you fix it. And all your personal and financial information is exposed. An online legal assistant doesn't know you, your family, or your unique situation. They're not there to follow up, and they certainly won't be around when your family needs help the most. It's a one-and-done transaction, leaving your loved ones to deal with the fallout if anything goes wrong. I'm Marianne Tardif. Give me a call at 805-451-6683 or matesq@me.com.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Well, we've had some clouds, but we'll have abundant sunshine. According to this, highs in the upper 60s, but clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy skies on your Friday with highs expected in the low 60s. And then on Saturday, we will have some clouds, low 60s, mid-60s, sunny on Sunday. Little clouds and sunshine, mid-60s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And a week from today, upper 60s, sunny. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5:02 p.m., and we are at 38 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Karen's back this afternoon, and the saga, which is the Paso Robles, some things going on in city government, including the city manager. Karen will be discussing that with Mr. Blackburn, so enjoy that. And also, Al will be back tomorrow for Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. That's 24/7, same-day service, outstanding reputation, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Great song. Yeah.
Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I'm paying my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy. try to fake it. No. KPRL. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things I do are right. I wanna be free, just me, oh man.
Morning Exchange, KPRL. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, freedom of speech, change the subject at any time, even during the same conversation. That's what what freedom of speech is supposed to be. Speaking of freedoms, I don't know why this popped into my mind, because I don't like a lot of rules and regulations, but considering the horrific tragedy and cowardly act of yesterday, some cities have curfews, but in doing a little research, that most of those curfews have to do with minors, and that's, you know, certain hours. A lot of them, many cities, the curfews would be on minors is between 11 and, say, 5 or 6 a.m., depending on. But research has indicated that curfews are ineffective, and that also they may be against the law, because, as we know, parents, their kids can do no wrong, and their kids need to be out. You know, recently, in the last couple of years, we've had some stories here of some vandalism by these young punks, where it's been 11 midnight or maybe even earlier in the morning, and they're like 14 and 15 year old. 15 years old. Now, I'm just guessing. Chris, I know that you said that you had a curfew, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, quite the opposite, actually. It's because I was never actually out that late to have one to begin with.
You didn't care to be out that late?
Nope, did not care one bit.
So then obviously your mom and dad didn't say, well, you need to be in by such and such a time.
Yeah, because I wasn't even out to begin with.
Okay. Well, again, then most of us had a curfew of, you know, depending on your age. Mine never went past midnight. Mine initially started when the street lights came on, and then out and about when you got into, I don't even remember. I know in high school, I think it was 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, and then when I was in college, it was midnight, but I was out of state. So, but when I came home from college during summer or Christmas vacation, it was midnight, even though, well, we had curfews on the football team. We had to be in by, during the season, we had to be in by 9. We had to be in by 9, which I have a funny story about that. There was, and this may be one of the reasons why our football team wasn't very good. So we had curfews during the season was at 9 o'clock. Now, there was this place in Johnson City called Tula Fays. It was a place where you would go to have adult beverages. They had dancing there and a whole bunch of stuff, and every night at midnight, no matter what songs they were playing, Rocky Top would play. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. That was just the tradition here, there at the place, Tula Fays. At midnight, boom, music stop, Rocky Top comes on, and everybody has a good time, and they're feeling good and so forth. But the point of this is, so on nights during the week, this Tula Fays, they had 10-cent beer from 5 until, I forget what time, maybe 7 or 8. I don't remember. But what would happen is, 'cause, and this was a place for college kids And because the drinking age in Tennessee at that time was different than it is now. So, being the fine, upstanding college students that we were, after we would have football practice, we would go to the mess hall, have our dinner and stuff like that, and then we'd go to LaFay's. Now, again, this is quite a few years ago, and this just wouldn't, I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen now. Two of our captains of our team, the one on offense, Ronnie, and then the one on defense, Gene, they were bartenders, got some extra money by working at this two LaFay's. Now, they were also in charge of doing room check. So what they would do is they would come around and knock on your door and say, Will, there, Hutzel, there. All right, you guys are good. Now, what would happen is on the nights that they would be down on working behind the bar at two LaFay's, they would say, look, you guys, don't forget, you got to be back in your room by 9 o'clock. This is 10-cent beer night and so forth. So we would go back to our rooms, and this is during the season when the curfew was 9 o'clock. And so they would knock on the door, and they'd say, Will, here. Yes, Trish, here. But then they go, all right, you guys can go back down now.
They knew.
That was our team captains. and that was a mess. That was a mess. All right, 14 minutes away from 7 a.m. 1230 KPRL. But anyway, curfews, again, according to research here, they don't do much good because kids that don't abide by the curfews generally come from, according to this now, families that, well, let's just say the parenting is ineffective. And also, again, this is 2025 now. It has to do with, in some cases, racial profiling. Racial profiling is included now in curfews. So I'm guessing, though, Chris, that some of the kids you went to school with had curfews, right?
Presumably, but I didn't actually find out. Like this, it's so weird to say, but I didn't know what a curfew was or that kids had them until I was pretty much out of high school. Because I was off work one day and I went to, you know, go get some food. And outside the restaurant were some people who were still in high school because they were just a year younger than me. And they said, oh, hey, Chris, what's up? And, you know, I chatted with them for a bit. And after a bit, they said, oh, by the way, we got to go right now. It's our curfew. And I'm like, what the heck's a curfew?
Well, they obviously they were aware and abiding by it
for the most part. Yeah.
Okay. So they had it was not uncommon to have curfews back in the and again my assumption is that parents still have curfew for kids now that you know certain based on age and so forth and also probably based on the kid's previous history. So, all right, well, if any of you remember your curfew and, how many times you may have broken it, our way out of the curfew was, this was when I was in high school, is that we'd call parents and say, hey, I'm staying over. Is it okay if I stay over at Jeff or Joe's house? And my parents, cause they knew. They knew the parents, and they'd say yes, but that was a way of trying to get out of the curfew. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. They need to break curfew. They need to get off them damn phones. They need to get off that computer, that whole cesspool, the internet. Go ahead. Grab a can, go to the river.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please call back because the reception is not very good. Not very good. Not at all. Well, you know, it's funny. I was listening to, I think, may have been the last Shapiro show on Tuesday, and he was talking with somebody on how and most of us are aware of this because we've read it or heard about it, on the damage that social media has been doing to particularly high school girls and a little bit older men, or I don't know. Well, I don't consider them men if they're being influenced that much by social media. Just say males because of the social media. And it persists, and it just amazes me with all the damage it's done or and has been doing that people continue to get suckered into it. I know that, look, we're all on the computer, most of us. And most of us probably have some kind of phone that we carry around with us, but we're not glued to it like many people are. You know, we've all seen it of, you know, the people just constantly walking around across the street, down the sidewalk, sitting at restaurants, et cetera, et cetera, at the damn gym, which is a pain in the neck, which is stupid. People are trying to use the equipment and they sit there on these damn phones between their sets and it takes a lot longer. And, you know, part of the problem in that situation is that the, you know, you put your little app on your phone for the gym to be able to get in. So that encourages, not that people wouldn't anyway, but so automatically the people have their phones with them and boom, what do? They start goofing around on it while they're trying to work out. If you're there to work out, work out. You'll be surprised you'll get out of there a lot quicker if you're not screwing around on the phone. Besides, it's considerate of other people that want to use the equipment that you're spending a half hour on. And from the looks of it, no results. Remember, when you sit between for an exercise, if you do an exercise and you wait 5 minutes between the first and the second one, you're basically starting over every single time. You're not getting, I mean, you're doing something, but you're not really getting the benefits of the time that you're putting in. It's stupid and inconsiderate. All right, enough on that. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on The Right Choice. Well, let's see here. Many of you, we brought this up last week, you remembered the gas lines during the Nixon administration. That's right, during the Nixon administration. But do you remember also during the Nixon administration, the president acted on this day in 1974 to reduce the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit to 55. It was signed by President Nixon. Now, it was intended to save fuel in response to the 1973 oil crisis. Remember? The crisis began the previous October when OPEC, that's the Arab members of OPEC plus Egypt and Syria, declared an oil embargo on the United States, Canada, Japan, and the Netherlands, and the UK, for supporting Israel during the Yom Kippur War. The embargo targeted the U.S. for resupplying the Israeli military during the war. Now, by the time the embargo was lifted in March, the price of oil had risen nearly 400%, and the act was repealed in 1995. Was it that long that the speed limit was 55? That can't be. It can't be that long. Man, 55 is just, you've heard me harp on it. That 55 is slow on the highway and 25 is slow on Spring Street. Stupid, as a matter of fact. Let's see here. In its infinite wisdom, in 1939, Time magazine named Adolf Hitler its Man of the Year. And they defended this, and to a degree, the title was not given as an honor, but to the person they felt most influenced world events, for better or for worse. That's why some people over the years have gotten in trouble when they said that, when they have said that Hitler was a good leader because of what he was able to do. Again, for better or for worse, obviously for worse. For worse. So, all right, let's see here. Also, we have 1953. Senator Joseph McCarthy is condemned by the United States Senate for his actions during the investigation into communist activity. Now, that's, of course, the term McCarthyism refers to McCarthy's practices of reckless and unsubstantiated accusations. Well, you know, it's funny how history goes back and looks at some of the things that he was at least on target for. Hi, good morning.
Hi. I think it was Paul Harvey that had a thing of when they had that oh my goodness, the speed limit change. My goodness, wake up. You know that he did a thing, and somebody had calculated how much that cost the culture or the or financial standing, you know, when all the commerce or the trucks that couldn't, you know, had to slow down and everything. It was pretty incredible. It was, you know, billions of dollars, I guess, that slowing the traffic down cost people.
Well, but the intention, the intention, again, from I barely remember, is that the 55 speed limit, that cars were going to get better gas mileage.
Oh, really? Yeah, they probably do. But that was the point. They're, apparently, the purpose was there was so much negative from it, consequences from it, that, you know, those things that we don't consider. What do you, the unintended consequences, I guess, that outweighed any advantage.
Well, let me see.
I thought it was because of deaths on the highway. This was because of the gas mileage thing, huh?
Yeah.
The gas.
Yeah. Now, in subsequent years, you know, we have heard for the changes or of slower limits because of that. But you know, also, I don't know, and memory fails me at the moment, that the cars that we have now are equipped a lot better to handle the conditions of the road and I think the speeds too, because of the handling and the everything else involved. So I think, you know, maybe 65 is okay, but I know in some areas 70, but not many people do 65 anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
you look down, you're following the traffic, and you look down, you're doing almost 80.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, one of the problems, and again, we've discussed this, is you get it only takes one knucklehead to tie up the road if they're going too slow in the fast lane.
That's right.
I very seldom do I go over 75.
Mm-hmm.
Even on a 70 on, you know, going north on I-5, I'll do 75. You know, once in a while I'll do 80 to get around some knuckleheads or some trucks that I see coming up. But other than that, and again, I know I've said this, I've never gone over 90 miles an hour in my life.
Hmm. But, well, so you haven't flown, huh?
Well, you know what? Not yet. not yet. Of course, I don't think I've ever had a car that could do 90.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So yeah. Well, one guy I know way back then, I remember him telling, saying on the radio somewhere that his car was geared, his rear end gears, differential gears were such that he got better mileage at 75 than he did at 65 or 55 or whatever, you know. And there could be something to that. The gearing ratio, the motor runs better at a certain speed, obviously, and more efficient at a certain speed. And depending on your rear axle gears, there's, you know, probably Jimmy would be able to explain this better than me, but you might actually at different speeds get better mileage at a higher speed in some cases. And lower speed, but
well, I know
as you go higher, but go ahead.
I know one thing on this ridiculous 25 on Spring Street, my truck just does not sound the same by keeping it at 25. It wants to go, it wants to jump another gear.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, you know, everybody knows their own vehicle and the sounds it makes and how it handles and so forth like that. It does not want to stay at 25. If I go 27 or 30, it seems to be fine. But at 25, just holding it there, it doesn't like it. Well, sir, thanks for the information. We're out of time. Sure. Got to go.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term.
The 136th Rose Parade was held in Pasadena on New Year's Day, where Cal Poly's float received the Leishman Public Spirit Award. The float depicts the Loch Ness Monster of Scotland on its best day, which also features some of Scotland's most iconic creatures. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, Karen's back this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. She'll be on with Dan talking about the circus going on in City Hall with the city manager and some claims and so forth. So enjoy that. And thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.